is time to get down and boogie on your belly like a reptile. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight, it is Geek Fest. We're talking fantasy football on the Brenham Sports Line. Props going out to Heine Minush and his all-star band. It is always in studio with us. The Sports Line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we bring you another week of the Brenham Sports Line. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners. And Mookie is excited because he's probably going to take a bite out of some geeks tonight because we're talking the ultimate in geekdom, fantasy football.
I don't know about the ultimate in geekdom, but it's pretty hot.
Oh, no. See, you know, you ever notice the guys that, like, win big bucks at fantasy football?
Yeah.
Those are the kind of guys that, like, I don't know, keep the people that make Star Wars collector's plates in business.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah, they're too busy, you know, with their plus one sword of destiny or something.
They're the guys that go to, like, Comic Palooza or whatever they call it. Comic-Con. Dressed as Yoda. After getting a ride to and from Comic-Con from Mom.
That's just mean, man.
No, such is reality of life.
That's mean.
But anyway, you know, those are the guys that are successful.
Well, yeah, some of them.
At fantasy football.
They take it a little too seriously.
Yes, they do.
A little too much. Whereas,
you know, we don't take any of this seriously. I'm only in like five leagues this year.
Yeah, and win none. So there we go.
That's it. I'm in five leagues this year, and you spend pretty much every extra minute on the computer analyzing this stuff.
I take about a month off after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
1 month, and then
yeah, I know. You're coming up to me like in March, going, you know, so and so's going to be big, and we're going to analyze the draft because of the impact it's going to have on fantasy football.
That's it, man. I love football,
but it has become a multi-billion-dollar business in the United States.
It is big time.
Fantasy websites are all over the place. You know, if you're into fantasy football, there are so many websites that you buy memberships to.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
Pay us money, we'll give you the inside secrets.
Yeah, and they all have what we in fantasy football call cheat sheets.
Cheat sheets, yes. Draft guides.
Cheat sheets and draft guides and even ESPN, a lot of the leagues that I am in use ESPN's website.
Yeah, it's a good site.
Which is a good one because it's free.
Yeah.
It's a free website.
That's part about it.
But they have just tons of advertising that they bombard you with. That's where they make their money, their advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And there are millions and millions of people on this, involved in this. If you want to get in mock drafts, you have to sign up like immediately when it is posted, a draft is posted, because otherwise they fill up so fast because millions of people are on these things.
And a mock draft is just a fake draft that you practice with. If you don't never done one before,
practice.
It's a practice draft.
Practice.
Let's see, if I draft in this spot, what will happen? What can I
practice?
Do? Yeah.
Practice.
Yeah. But how many have you done so far?
And the cool thing about mock drafts is that you can do it so many different ways. Like, I've done it where I draft, like, a running back first. Or I do it where I draft a wide receiver first. But I haven't done it yet where I draft a kicker first. I've never done that yet.
You know what? You should do it just to get the other guys in the box and go, what? I want to be in this guy's league.
That's it. Oh, man. But we have fun with it. It is fun. It's a different one. You'll never watch football the same way once you get into fantasy football.
No, it's...
Because you find yourself sitting there on a Sunday afternoon, and instead of just rooting for. Now, I will always root, of course, for the Giants and the Patriots.
Yeah, always,
and
yeah.
You'll always root for the Cowboys,
yes.
No matter what.
No matter what.
But you will also, I will, I find myself, you know, watching, for years I had Adrian Peterson, so I watched the Vikings games
yeah.
and just went crazy for Adrian Peterson.
Yeah.
I've got, I hate to say this, but in a perpetual league that I have, and in a couple of other leagues, I've got Dez Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually rooted for him to do well.
Yeah, go Cowboys. That's right.
I rooted for the Cowboys to lose like 56-48 or something like that's that.
It. Hey, you know, for years I had Donovan McNabb as my quarterback.
Eagle, yeah,
you know, he's an Eagle, so like,
yeah.
you want to see McNabb do really good, but the Cowboys do a little bit better,
right? So, and there are so many different ways you can play fantasy football out there. There are, and we'll talk about more about that
it's
later. And
yeah.
Now, the last 2 years, they've thrown at us weekly leagues.
Yeah, those
DraftKings.
Yeah, daily leagues, they call them, dailies.
Yeah, DraftKings, and what's the other big one? There are two big ones.
That's one that I'm thinking of right now. I don't know.
There's another one that's a big, But those weekly ones, those are a whole different animal, right?
And that's
there.
where people are winning the money at.
Yeah, but also people are. And here's the thing: and people, they run these ads. They tell you, "I want $80,000 playing DraftKings.
Shit.
I want $100,000 playing DraftKings.
Yeah.
This one guy, you could win $1 million playing DraftKings. Yes, and you know what? You know where they get that money from? The people that lose at playing DraftKings.
Yeah. More will lose than people will win $1 million.
It's the same principle that built all of those casinos in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They don't build those casinos because people go to Las Vegas and win.
No, they do not.
They build those casinos because of all the people that go to Las Vegas and lose.
Yeah.
So these daily deals where they're giving away $1 million, $2 million, they make a little bit more than that,
yeah.
I guarantee you, to cover their costs.
And they're hard.
They're tough.
Those things, you've got to have the best player in every the one or two best players in every position.
If you're going to win
every Sunday.
Yeah.
And it's only
a weekly thing, but you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, when people say, well, you know, you can, and the thing is, you can play in these leagues for $5
mm-hmm.
in these daily things. But you're not going to win the $2 million if you play for $5.
You are not.
Okay, so, while it is, you know, it is pretty cool,
and
a way you can win, a lot of money right away, you just got to look into it a little more there, folks.
Yeah, don't go into it and say, oh, these guys are
good. Like,
you know.
It's like Las Vegas. If you play the $2 table,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to win as much as if you go to the $100 table, the $500 table.
Yeah.
That's where if you get lucky, you're going to win big, but you're also going to lose big too.
You are very much so. I've never played one of those. I will never play one of those.
I might try it eventually, but I haven't tried it yet.
To me, it seems it takes the fun because I'm in a few leagues. But I'm in leagues now where I know everybody in the league.
Yeah.
You know, we're all friends. There's
mm-hmm.
ribbon, there's trash talking going on, you
yes.
have fun. It's, you know, it's a bunch of guys gonna having a good time. Yeah, you wanna win, but you know, you're having a good time
yes.
in the process. That thing is all about just trying to get money.
But one thing I've never been a part of, and I wish I could, is when you read about these leagues where the guys who finish last.
We had some fun talking about those.
They had a great feature on ESPN last year about a league where the guy who finishes dead last in the league has to get a tattoo of the choosing of the winner.
So whoever finishes first. Gets to choose.
Gets to choose. Now the first, and it's they're buddies. These guys have been lifelong buddies. Because you can only pull this off. Pull this off if you've been friends with the guys you're playing with since you were in like high school.
Yeah, forever.
And these guys have been friends since grade school. And the winner chose for the loser the very first year a unicorn jumping over a rainbow.
Wow.
So
now,
the loser,
how big was this thing? Though?
As a tattoo on his leg. of a My Pony Unicorn over a rainbow.
Wow. I mean, this is like a big one. Is it like a little one? I mean,
they're decent size. They're like regular size tattoos.
Okay. All right.
And all the guys are getting them on their upper thighs and on their, on their legs, so no one can see them.
Nobody wants to see that. That's right.
I know just 2 years ago, the guy that won had the guy that lost, the guy that came in dead last, had to get the face of Justin Bieber tattooed on his leg.
That's permanent, man.
That's fun. That's I think that's hilarious. I would love to be in a league like that. I think it would be hilarious.
You need some better friends.
And there was another league that they were talking about that they showed the guy that lost on one of the hottest days of the summer had to set up a lemonade stand and give away cups of ice lemonade on ice.
That's fun.
With a big sign, I am a fantasy football loser.
There we go.
Oh yeah, and had to have like a shirt with a big L on it for loser. and it was in a shopping center, a major shopping center, like the HEB center. It'd be if we were doing it here, you'd go like in front of HEB or in front of Brookshire Brothers or in front of Walmart or something like that, and you set up your stand, and for 2 hours you just give away cups of lemonade on ice. it's neat. That's a neat little thing to do.
That would be neat.
So, usually again, it's nothing dangerous.
And again, that's the camaraderie.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys getting there just having fun. And there just happens to be football mixed into it as well.
So there's all kinds of things you can do. That's what we're talking. But we're going to talk more specifics of fantasy football. We're going to take a look at the 2015 season, tell you how we build our teams. that and $3 will get you a latte at Starbucks. But we'll see what we can do for you. We'll help you out. If you got questions, give us a call, 836-9937. If you're a fantasy football fan out there, if you're in a league and you don't know what you want to do, you don't know what to do, if you've got a question, hey, do I go for a running back here or do I go for a wide receiver here? How long do I wait to grab a quarterback? Give us a call, and we'll tell you, and then you do exactly opposite of what we say, and you got a good chance to win. 836-9937. Call 836-9937, and we'll answer your questions. We're talking fantasy football, just pure fun tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll be back right after these words from our Sports Line sponsors.
Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage. Oh, here we go.
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go.
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go.
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like.
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk. Here on KWHI, Sports Doc Ed Pothole along with Craig Montana. Tonight we are saluting geeks everywhere by talking fantasy football. And we've talked about doing a show like this for about 5-6 years now. We've talked about doing one of these, so we're going to do our best. If you have any questions, give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. And Me and Lumpy Barry over there will do our best.
Stop it.
You cannot stand that guy, can you?
I don't. He's an idiot.
I think he's okay. I tell you one thing. I actually like watching their show on Sunday mornings because he's got a good sense of humor. He's very funny. Are his picks that good? No, not really. But not really. He's a very funny guy. Got a good sense of humor, and he's fun to watch.
I watch it because Stefania Bell is pretty good with the injury updates. And that's about the only reason I watch it.
Okay.
Just for those up-to-minute live injury updates. And you find out, who's playing and who's not playing.
But I think Matthew Berry is actually very funny. I don't know if he's that smart when it comes to fantasy football, but he's very fun to watch.
People think he is for some reason.
And I'm thoroughly taken by the professionalism of Sarah Walsh. But anyway. Oh, so give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. If you got a league and you want to know, hey, I'm picking fourth, where should I go, what should I do, I'm trying to decide between this running back and that wide receiver, we'll do our best to try to help you out a little bit here.
Yeah, give me a couple of opinions on the situation.
Yeah. Now, let's take a look at we're going to be talking about standard leagues.
Okay.
Because most leagues use the same scoring, and if you're not familiar with it, mostly a lot of leagues now over the last two or three years have gone to what's called a PPR league, points per reception. That means that your wide receiver gets 1 point for every pass he catches,
or running back,
whoever catches a pass gets 1 point for each reception, in addition to points for yardage and points for touchdowns. So that makes wide receivers equally as important as good running backs now.
Almost more valuable.
And this is the year for that, in my opinion. We're going to take a look overall. If you've got the overall number one pick, okay, you're sitting there and you've got the number one pick of the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you take?
Jamaal Charles.
Didn't even think about it.
Then not even going to think about it.
Okay.
And I know who you're going to say, and there's reasons behind it, but Jamaal Charles, because, and receivers, yes, PPR leagues, but there's a lot of good receivers out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many good running backs out there. I'm old school. I always load up running backs first, off the board, within the first five. If you're within the first five, six picks, it's going to be a running back every time.
I agree with you, except for this year. Because I always go running back. In fact, every year when we have the draft, when it's my turn to pick, everybody always says, "So, which running back is Ed going to take? What running back is Ed going to take? Which running back is Ed going for?" This year, if I had the first pick, it would be Antonio Brown, the Steeler wide receiver, because of one stat that I heard during the offseason. 36 consecutive weeks, he's caught at least five passes. For 36 consecutive games, he's caught at least five passes and has gone over 70 yards each game. That's 12 points in a PPR league right off the bat. Not to mention touchdowns.
He gets a lot of those.
And a lot of games, he goes like 120 yards, 130 yards.
Yeah, eight catches, 120 yards, three touchdowns.
Yeah,
that's out the realm of possibility for him.
So that's why this year, for the first time, you would hear me say I would take a wide receiver first.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, this year I actually would have a wide receiver number two as well, and that is Dez Bryant. I would go Antonio Brown number one. And if I had the number two pick and the guy ahead of me took Antonio Brown, I would take Dez Bryant.
Wow. Okay.
Because these are guys that I think are as impactful, if not more, than a great running back. And I know there are fewer great running backs and there are good running backs and there are good wide receivers.
Yeah.
But I think when you get to the upper echelon, I think you go for the guys that get you the most points.
Yeah, but see, you can go, get Antonio Brown, Dez Bryant, all of a sudden you come back in the second round, and what are you picking from? You're getting your running back is going to be, LeSean McCoy, who's
But I think you make up for it with the guy at the top of the draft. That's the stud
stud wide receiver.
Yeah. See, I could go, you know, do that. You get to Jamal Charles at number one. You come back in the second round, you're getting a T.Y. Hilton, a Mike Evans. Mm. This guy's going to put up some pretty good points as well.
Yeah. But I just think Brown and Bryant are so far ahead of everybody else that I think they're worth the number one and number two picks.
Yeah. And here we are. I mean, now, this is two totally different thoughts. I mean, this is what fantasy football is all about.
Now, here's one thing that some people that are unfamiliar with fantasy football are saying, wait a minute. Quarterback's the most important position on a football team. And it is.
Yeah.
Quarterback is the most important position, but not in fantasy football.
No, the points.
Because quarterbacks, there are more good quarterbacks because most leagues you can only use one quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You can use three wide receivers or three running backs, but you can only use one quarterback, which means that the talent kind of spreads out.
It does. You'll get it. You'll be there later in the draft.
So obviously you're going to take Andrew Luck or Aaron Rodgers. They'll be the first two quarterbacks to go.
Yeah, but have to take them so early.
You can take them in the third round.
Yeah,
and then the quarterbacks start to fall in the fourth, fifth, and sixth rounds. Yeah. So you don't have to take a quarterback in that first or second round.
Or you're going to take one in the first seven rounds. You can get quarterbacks late in the eighth round. They're just as good.
Because you can get guys. They're usable, like a Matt Ryan,
mm-hmm.
a Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
You can get a Tony Romo. Tony Romo, for as much as he is considered not a quarterback you want in crunch time.
No, choke artist.
Really good fantasy quarterback.
He puts up really good numbers.
He puts up numbers.
If you don't have a league that takes the points away for interceptions, He does really good.
Because the same holds true for a guy that I've had on teams for numerous years, and he's one of the most maligned quarterbacks in maybe the history of football, and he's always gotten a lot of points for whoever's got him, Jay Cutler. Because Cutler comes, Cutler's the kind of guy that, the game is out of reach in the third and fourth quarter, he's throwing for 300 yards.
Yeah, that's what you want. You know, it's all about the numbers. You know, who cares if the team wins or loses? How about the numbers for your player?
We're going to take your questions. Fantasy football, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to get into attacking the fantasy football drafts by position coming up. But the news is next on KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
The oldest county fair in the state of Texas, the Washington County Fair, is a full 9 days of fun and entertainment from Friday, September 11th through Saturday, September 19th. Friday, September 11th is the Chuck Wagon Competition. Wagons must be in place by 2 p.m. with judging at 4. Along with the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off on Friday, there will be a Riding for Vegas Youth Rough Stock Rodeo, Bitch Tournament, and Wine Event. On Saturday, September 12th, attend the Fair Parade in downtown Brenham, Junior Miss and Mr. Pageant, and Queen's Crowning, followed by a concert featuring Cameron Nelson and Roger Grager.
I don't turn it down, I turn it up.
So get your season ticket from one of the Queen candidates so you don't miss one night at the 147th Washington County Fair. Find out more online at WashingtonCOFair.com or call the fair office at 979-836-4112. The Fair Association thanks their cowboy sponsors, CRC Cattle Company, Rodenbeck Family, Linebarger, Gogan, Blair, and Sampson, Legacy Concrete and Waste Services, Skavisa Catering.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Gasoline prices nosedive even more, says ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
In the past week, the average price of regular unleaded in the Midwest has dropped about 20 cents a gallon as prices even out after a big jump a few weeks ago because of a refinery problem. New numbers out from the Energy Department show in California prices are down 14 cents in the past week. Nationwide, the average price of regular unleaded is now $2.51 a gallon.
Crude oil prices continue volatile, spiking today, pushing up oil company stocks, but overall, Wall Street had a down day. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 200,000 Jeep Cherokees, model year 2014, because windshield wipers can suddenly stop working. More details about Friday's shooting death of a sheriff's deputy near Houston from today's court hearing. Prosecutors say the accused gunman shot Deputy Darren Goforth in the back of the head and then fired 14 more times. Shannon Miles' lawyer, Anthony Osso.
Several misdemeanors. I'm surprised there's no aggravated prior criminal history or criminal history involving aggravated offenses, which, you know, is unusual for this type of case.
Osso says Miles plans to plead not guilty. More evidence that most low-risk cases of prostate cancer can be dealt with by watchful waiting. In a new study that looked at nearly 1,300 men who were being monitored after being diagnosed with low-risk prostate cancer, only two of them died from the disease after 15 years. Johns Hopkins professor and study author, Dr. Ballantyne Carter.
There are other studies that have evaluated men with these very favorable prostate cancers, but this is really the only one to show this extremely low risk of either developing metastatic disease or dying, and the risk was 0.4%.
Carter does note most of the men in the study were Caucasian, and these outcomes may not apply to African-American men who tend to have more aggressive cancers. This is ABC News.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-295-6803 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-295-6803. 800-295-6803.
Let me explain that, says Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's campaign. His suggestion yesterday that building a wall between Canada and the U.S. might be a legitimate idea was only about general border security issues. Still, Walker's rival Republican presidential candidates are pouncing on the remark, Rand Paul calling it pretty dumb. One country's response to Europe's migration crisis is to build, says ABC's Alex Marquardt at our foreign desk in London.
A fence consisting of three rolls of razor wire has been finished by the Hungarian army, stretching 108 miles along the country's border with Serbia. The primary goal is to stop the waves of refugees and migrants flooding across the border into the European Union. But France's foreign minister has criticized the fence, saying it does not respect Europe's common values and is, quote, not fit for animals.
Kanye West for president in 2020. The White House says it is anticipating the rapper's potential bid. West claimed he would run at the MTV Video Music Awards yesterday. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Ed Pothel with the KWHI local news update. The Brenham Economic Development Foundation has been awarded a $1.35 million grant to double the size of the Blinn College A.W. Hody Junior Technical Education Center and to allow Blinn to introduce new training programs for local job seekers. U.S. Assistant Secretary of Commerce Jay Williams made the announcement at the Hody Center Monday morning. Blinn will lease and operate the completed facility for up to 20 years, and will develop new programs to support the high-skill, high-growth occupations in the region, including industrial machinery mechanics, commercial truck driving, and heavy equipment operation. Well, the big news around the area, the return of Bluebell Ice Cream. After a nearly five-month absence, large crowds turned out Monday morning at local stores.
in order to once again indulge in Bluebell ice cream. Just four flavors available right now. Homemade vanilla, Dutch chocolate, cookies and cream, and the Great Divide. Many stores sold out quickly, but there were more shipments later on in the morning. Three people faced DWI charges after their arrests by Brenham police this past weekend. Saturday night, 43-year-old Julio Almarez Hernandez of Brenham was arrested, charged with driving while intoxicated, second offense. Sunday morning, arrested was 34-year-old James Douglas Ford of Houston, DWI in possession of marijuana. And Sunday morning, also arrested 49-year-old Angela Sophia West of League City, charged with driving while intoxicated and having an open container. The forecast calling for partly cloudy skies overnight with a low of 70. Tuesday, 60% chance of thunderstorms, a high of 90. I'm Ed Pothel for KWHI, where the news comes first.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment that changed my life.
It was still at the heart of the storm when we arrived in a convoy of Humvees.
These people had been there for hours, all scared and on the verge of hypothermia.
We dug them out and got them home safely.
That's what we train for, moments like this.
In the Guard, you serve your community as well as your country. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's Burnham Cup football on KWHI.
Swede spins the five, fights his way in, and he is in. Touchdown! Jermaine Swede puts the Cubs on the board first.
Bingo, great job, but they overloaded the left side of the defensive line, and the Hogs are still able to ball them out.
Friday night, the Cubs travel to Liberty Hill. Kickoff set for 7:30. 7 o'clock pregame with Doc and the Hook. On your voice for Burnham Cup football, KWHI and KWHI.com.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
This is Dave South. You're listening to the Brenham Sports Line with the Sports Doc on your voice for the Fighting Texas Aggies. AM 1280, KWHI, Brenham.
Roses, come out tonight!
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude, and good to hear from Dave South. And, of course, we'll be hearing more from Dave starting Saturday. Aggie football here on KWHI, the season opener, the Aggies and the Arizona State Sun Devils, kicking off the 2015 season at Energy Stadium in Houston.
And they'll hear from him and Kevin Sumlin tomorrow night for the
Aggie,
Kevin Sumlin show tomorrow night here.
The Aggie coaching show, the Kevin Sumlin show. Yeah,
7 o'clock tomorrow night.
There you go. So be here. Whoop, I believe you're supposed to say.
That's what I've heard.
Yes. we are talking fantasy football tonight. Just a little indulgence. You know, it's what do they call it? Guilty pleasure?
Yeah. I don't feel guilty at all. What are you talking about?
But... having a little fun with fantasy football, so give us a call, 836-9937, if you've got a question. You know, who should I draft here? Who should I draft there? What's a value? You know, where is a good value?
Yeah.
So give us a call, 836-9937, and we will be glad to answer your questions as best as we can here on the Brenham Sports Line.
Yeah.
To kind of take a look at some of the position by position by position.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you right now, one position we are not going to analyze is kicker.
Why not?
Because if you pick a kicker before the last round of your draft, you're crazy.
I like kickers. They're the toughest.
Your last pick of your draft, yes, should be a kicker. Because, and people are saying, no, but I got a chance to get... Stefan Gostkowski, who for the last 5 years has been the premier kicker in the National Football League.
Yeah.
Okay. He's ranked number one every year. and by God, I'm gonna get Stefan Gostkowski. I'll have the number one kicker. But if you break it down and you look, the difference between Stefan Gostkowski and the number 12, 13, 14 kicker is maybe a point and a half, 2 points a game.
It's not
that big a difference.
That's significant.
So if you wait till the last round to take a kicker, there's not that much of a difference between Stefan Gostkowski and Josh Scobie.
Yeah, who's now a Pittsburgh Steeler, so now he's actually relevant again.
Yeah, so he's actually going to be, yeah. So you know, if you're looking at a kicker, I mean, yeah, if you've got an upper pick in the last round, then you might get, you know, Gostkowski,
yeah.
or you might get somebody like an Adam Vinatieri or a Justin Tucker. But you know what? It's not as bad as it could be. Nick Folk for the Jets could be just Graham Gano from Carolina. You know, those guys are going to get you
McManus,
almost as
Crater.
Many points. So don't sweat it over a kicker. There was a league I was in way back years ago when I first got into fantasy football around this area, where a guy with the fifth pick overall of the whole draft took Morton Anderson because he was the number one kicker in all of football. And at the time, you're thinking, that's not a bad pick. He got the number one kicker. And then all of a sudden you realize, got the number 14 kicker, and he's
just
not that much worse than the number one kicker.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you use a pick before your last pick for on a kicker, you're wasting a pick.
And I'll tell you how that can work about, because this is a true story on a team that I have. And years ago, we're looking good at the draft. You know what? We're going to go ahead and early. You know, I think it's like eighth round, ninth round. Like, we're set with all these guys. We got a starter here. We're going to take a kicker. Way too early for a kicker. We took the number one kicker. Opening kickoff of the season. Tore his ACL and he was done. And in that league, we only took with the one kicker.
Nick
Kading from the Chargers.
Yeah.
And tore his ACL opening kickoff of the season. So he's out. Didn't even kick the rest of the game.
That was a wasted pick. It was a wasted pick.
And then, plus in that league, we had to wait 3 weeks before we get a new kicker.
Yes.
And we only had the one kicker because guy was off week 10, best, no doubts about it.
Now that league is an anomaly because one of the very few leagues anywhere that still has what's called a
supplemental draft.
Most leagues have what you call the waiver wire, where you can go online, and if your kicker, if you've got Connor Barth, and he actually gets hit by a real football player and gets knocked out.
Wow.
Then you can actually go on and say, nobody's got Graham Gano, so I'll take him for next week.
Yeah, you've got him ready to go.
Yeah. So you can do that in probably 90% of the leagues.
Yeah.
There's about 10% of leagues out there that still have what's called a supplemental draft. And we still do it the old-fashioned way because it gives us a chance to, you know, get together and drink beer.
Yeah, get together again. You know, everybody gets back together in one room and drafting again.
And have fun and visit with each other and everything. But it does change the dynamics just a little bit.
Yeah, I think, because all of a sudden now,
because
instead of
most of the guys in that league that we're in that has a supplemental draft, we have to draft two kickers.
You got to carry two kickers,
because
two defenses on bye weeks.
Nate Kading happens, and he blows out his knee in the opening kick of the game. And you've got to have somebody that the next week you can plug in there.
Yeah. Or another true story with that league with me, we drafted a defense off week 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
Week 2, Hurricane.
That's right.
Rita? Which one? One of the ones that went through Houston. They moved the game.
And you lost a week with your defense.
And they made it a bye week in week 2, where our draft wasn't until week 3.
Yeah,
we had to make a trade for a defense and gave it way too much for
it. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that happens. You got one of those other things. You're carrying extra guys in your roster that you don't want to, but you have to because.
Yeah. but by all rights. If you're in a 15 round draft, or if you're in a 16 round draft, your 15th pick should be a defense. Your 16th pick should be a kicker.
Yes,
unless you have a situation where, right now in the NFL, there are four defenses that could go that probably could go as early as the 10th round.
Look at the
I guarantee some of them are going to go too early.
Yeah,
someone will go and take Seattle too early.
Yeah, the ADP in Seattle right now, the average draft position, is like in the 6th round.
That's insane. That is insane.
Way too high.
Because the Texans, the Jets, and the Ravens are all just as good. And those, I think those are probably 10th round picks.
Yeah.
10th round picks right there.
There's a starter, and they're going to put up good points for you.
Yeah. So it just depends on what kind of league you're in and what your point situation is for defenses.
If you get return yardage, stuff like that, yeah. You know, that actually does weigh in a little bit.
That does weigh into it. But really your last few picks, your last three picks, probably defense, then maybe one or more extra player, and then a kicker.
Yeah.
Than a kicker, but don't waste a pick before the last pick of the draft.
There's no point in it. No.
Now, if you're in the league, the Sports Doc League that I run, then your last two picks should be kickers because that's the league where we have the supplemental draft. And if your kicker gets hurt and you can't make a trade for a kicker, then you're out of luck for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's it. And the kickers, I mean, they can make or break you. You know, we've seen guys on Monday night with a kicker kick three field goals.
Which may sound contrary to what we were just saying, but you're going to get points.
You're going to get points for a kicker, but it's just from kicker to kicker, the difference.
Points aren't that,
it's minimal.
Make a difference. So now let's break down some of the positions. Again, if you got questions on your position, guys, give us a call, 836-9937. 836-9937. We're talking fantasy football here on the Brenham Sports Line. And one thing, just before we get into these position rankings, leave your allegiances at the door.
Oh, that you cannot be a homer.
You cannot go into a fantasy football draft and say, I'm loading up my team with Cowboys.
No.
I'm loading up my team with Patriots.
Mm-mm.
I'm loading up my team with Miami Dolphins, Charlie. See, you can't do that. You can't go in saying, I'm a big fan of the 49ers, so I'm going to take all 49ers.
Or you like a player from your team and you're going to overdraft for him because you like him. Yeah. This is your favorite player.
You've got to be analytical. You've got to distance yourself from your team.
Yeah.
Because fantasy football is a completely different animal than, but I want to sit there on a Sunday and root for my team. Well, you can still root for your team.
Yeah, you can.
You just got to root for other players.
Yeah. It's easy to do.
Yeah.
You know, you feel a little bad for rooting for the other team you cheer when they score and they go, But, you know, that's the nature of the beast. But it's the fun part about it, too.
Especially if when most of your guys, stink like, the Giants. But anyway. So you got to keep an open mind when you go in.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take a look. Let's talk running backs.
Running backs. Okay.
Let's take a look at running backs first. And I'll let you lead off with the running backs because you were the one who said you would draft a running back first, and you go running backs early.
Yeah. If you're in the top five, and we're talking PPR leagues, if you're in the top five, I still go running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Just because. From one to eight on the running back list, they're going to be the best. But you can get 1 to 15 on receivers, and they're all pretty good and close.
Unless you get one or two.
The first two, yeah. But from three down, they're all pretty interchangeable. With running backs, from 1 to 8, that's it. There's a big drop-off, and that's why I've still been a fan.
And you like Jamaal Charles at number one, huh?
I do. In a PPR, just the simple fact that he is that offense.
Catches a lot of...
They funneled that league, that team, through Jamaal Charles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at the team, they won a lot of games, scored a lot of touchdowns. Receivers didn't score a touchdown for the Chiefs last year.
They will this year. Jeremy Maclin will score touchdowns.
They might, but Jamaal Charles did a lot of that, and they threw a lot of passes to him out the backfield. He's just a workhorse. He's a bell cow for that team.
By the same token, my number one running back, it would not be Jamaal Charles, but would be Le'Veon Bell. I know he's going to be suspended the first two games of the season, but that's why you've got 16 spots on your roster.
It's called handcuffing.
Yeah. So, I like Le'Veon Bell. For the same reason
I like him too.
Of Jamaal Charles. Le'Veon Bell catches a lot of passes out of the backfield. He gets a lot of pass receiving yardage. I like him.
But Antonio Brown, Marcus Wheaton, Montrevious Bryant, those guys take away a little bit from Bell in the passing game.
But I think Bell also makes them better receivers because he's so dangerous out of the backfield catching the football.
Well, I don't care if it makes them better. If I've got Bell and not those guys, it doesn't matter to me.
But see, they still throw the ball to Bell because of their wide receivers.
Yeah, it opens up a little stuff underneath to him. It does.
So I like Le'Veon Bell. You like Jamaal Charles at number one. Give me your top five.
Top five, I'm going to go Charles Bell, Lacy, probably Jeremy Hill, and I hate to do it, DeMarco Murray.
Okay.
Probably be at five.
Well, my top five are a little different. My top five would be Le'Veon Bell, then Eddie Lacy, then Jamaal Charles, Adrian Peterson, and then DeMarco Murray.
Peterson still scares me from not playing last year.
Everything that I read about Adrian Peterson, they are saying he is in, I guess what you would call, Marshawn Lynch calls it beast mode.
Yeah.
He is ready to have a huge, huge year. They said he's in the best shape he's been in years, and that he is just running hard. He's cutting. He is the Adrian Peterson we thought we were going to see last year.
We'll see. And also, he's old. And I say the simple fact, the guy's 30 years old. But in football, that's old for running back. Usually at 30 years old, there's a big drop-off. Unless you're Fred Jackson.
Unless you took a year off and your body has healed.
And a year off, I mean, maybe out of shape. I don't know.
I like Adrian Peterson in the top five.
Scares me in the top five. Top 10, but not top five.
Now, who's a guy to avoid?
To me?
Guy to avoid.
Adrian Peterson. I do. I do in the maybe the top five, maybe the top ten, maybe the bottom of the top ten. I avoid him.
My guy to avoid that for years has been a stud, Matt Forte. I think that offense is going to sputter this year.
Cutler has gotten worse.
To find themselves, they're not sure. He's not going to get as much receiving yards, I don't think this year.
Yeah, Trespin's gone.
Yeah, and, I think either Matt Forte, possibly another guy to avoid, LeSean McCoy.
He would be my number two to avoid. Yeah,
although Buffalo's got a pretty decent line, but
Rex is
tough on running backs.
He's had good lines and good running backs and good defenses and with the Jets and couldn't win. So,
how about a value pick? How about a guy that maybe you can get, maybe that guy that could be a third, fourth round guy that you might, that might be a stud. Not a stud, but might.
A value pick, I think.
Maybe not a value pick, but a guy that maybe not one of the top 10, but somebody that could put up some top 10 numbers by the end of the season.
If you want to wait for your second running back a little bit later down, if you want to for your second one, I'm a big fan of Latavius Murray.
Okay.
From Oakland. I think he's a breakout year for him, his third year in the league. He's been stuck behind Darren McFadden for a long time, and I think this is the year for him. They're going to let him loose. Kind of hurt offensive lineman last night when a right tackle got hurt for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got sleeper potential, bust-out potential, and you'll get him later on in the third, maybe in the fourth round as a running back, too, would be good.
Now, the guy I like that I think is probably actually going to be a late second, early third round pick is Lamar Miller out of Miami. I think he's going to
be probably going the second round for a lot of drafts.
I think late second.
But he's going to put up some
early
volume
third.
This year. He's got nobody to hurt him.
Yeah,
nobody's going to steal carries from him this year.
And also James Stewart,
Jonathan Stewart.
I'm sorry, Jonathan Stewart
from the Panthers. Yeah. Yeah, D'Angelo Williams is gone now, and nobody there to take carries from. You got a couple of rookies behind him. That's about it.
So now let's move on to wide receiver. And wide receiver, and like I said, I think Antonio Brown is the number one pick overall for the whole draft.
He's the cream of the crop when it comes to receivers. Yes. He's just so fast. He's got such good hands, and it's all around a good team. I mean, he's got guys that he doesn't get doubled up too much because you can't double them up.
I like Des Bryant number two. I like Brown number one. Des Bryant number two. Julio Jones number three.
I can see that.
And a guy that most people have like a later in the top 10, but I think is going to be I got Mike Evans at number four.
Wow.
I got Mike Evans up at number four.
Okay.
A guy that I think Megatron's going to have a bounce back year this year.
If he stays healthy, he can. He's just a freak of nature.
Mm-hmm.
What he does.
How about your top five?
I'd go Brown and Bryant. Antonio Brown, right. Dez Bryant, 1-2, no question. Three would actually be AJ Green for me from Cincinnati. Another just size, speed guy. Then at four, probably Alshon Jeffrey.
Okay.
From Chicago. And then T.Y. Hilton at five.
I hope so.
From the Colts.
I hope so.
Just because of the fact that he's playing with Andrew Luck.
Right.
And they throw the ball a lot. Andre Johnson's going to help him out a little bit. They got Dante Moncrief and Philip Dorsett behind him as well to kind of take some
good
catches away.
Good core receivers.
Yeah. So anybody that plays with Andrew Luck, I think, is going to be good. And you're number one guy for him. I'm in love with him.
Now, guys, to avoid, I've got two guys, not to avoid, but two guys who are going to be overpicked. Guys are going to be picked too early. Mm-hmm. And number one is Demaryius Thomas. I don't think Peyton Manning, it's a new offense. You've got Kubiak, who likes to run the football and then have the run set up the pass. Peyton, you saw it last year. He's not the quarterback he was.
Getting
just 2 years ago.
Getting a little older. Yeah, Thomas and Sanders, both mm-hmm. the guys from Denver.
And not having the tight end,
Julius Thomas,
I think is going to hurt Demaryius Thomas as well.
A little bit.
And also a guy that I'm a big fan of, but I don't think he's going to put up the numbers people are thinking he's going to put up, and that's Odell Beckham Jr. I think Beckham's numbers are going to slip a bit because, number one, I think the emergence of I think having Victor Cruz back gives Eli Manning another number two. Also is the emergence of the tight end Larry Donnell. And number three, Eli hasn't looked that good in preseason.
He hasn't looked good
thrown,
in years
he's
past.
He's thrown I think four touchdown passes in preseason, two of them to the other team.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But I don't think Odell Beckham is going to have the kind of season. I think a lot of people have him listed in the top five. I think he may be a 10 or a 12.
They saw what he did last year in limited games. I don't think he can do that again this year just because they know what he's doing now. They've seen the guy.
Okay. Late pick, or not a late pick, but a guy that I think you're going to get good value with, and he's going to be around probably in the third or the fourth round. Devontae Adams, Green Bay Packers.
The Packers scare me.
Jordy Nelson is gone for the year. Randall Cobb is going to play. He's supposed to play the first game, even though he's a little banged up.
Mm-hmm.
I think Devontae Adams is going to be the man because I think Aaron Rodgers is going to find Adams. He's going to find receivers.
Yeah.
Green Bay is going to win their division, and it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's gonna pull a Tom Brady. He is going to throw to guys you've never even heard of before, but I think Devontae Adams is the one that's going to emerge as the go-to guy this year.
Yeah, because Cobb is a guy now. Randall Cobb, you know, he's the name out there. Devontae Adams, they've got a couple of rookies, Janice and Montgomery, who could come up and do some of the third receivers. So we'll see about that.
All right, now let's move on from wide receiver to quarterback.
Quarterback.
Now, as we said, most fantasy football leagues, you can only play one quarterback. Very few leagues will allow you to play more than one quarterback. We're in one of those leagues where you can have two quarterbacks, and that's a whole different kettle of fish. That messes up the draft.
I can't even figure that one out yet. It's still two quarterbacks like that.
But most 90% of the leagues, one quarterback.
That you can start, yes.
That's it. You can start one quarterback. And it all the top two, if you're tiering the quarterbacks, putting different tiers of quarterbacks, it starts with Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck.
However you want to put it in there.
And then goes to tier number two.
Yeah, this is everybody else.
I think Rodgers and Luck are by far outdistance everybody else. At quarterback, I still, unless you're in a league where you can play two quarterbacks, still would not waste anything higher than a third-round pick on a quarterback.
And you're not going to get those guys if you do that. If you're going to have to get second-round pick.
And you'll be all right. You'll be all right with other guys.
Yeah. You'll go down an 8-9, and you'll see. You'll get, not as good production, but you'll be just fine.
Right. If it's in a normal league.
Yeah, people win those guys all the time. Don't worry.
Guy that's slipping, I think. Now, some people still have Peyton Manning. List in the top five. I think Peyton Manning is going to be down around 9 or 10 this year.
Best days are behind him.
Yeah.
Especially with Kubiak this year, who likes to run the ball. Yeah. He's ball control.
Yep. And a guy that's going to, I think, that is higher, or should be higher than he is ranked by a lot of people, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. Because he's got so many weapons to throw to.
Didn't he throw for 2,000 yards in two games last year?
Yeah, and he's still not considered...
He threw, it was 500 yards, almost 600 yards in back-to-back games.
Yeah. And yet he still, I don't think, gets the respect he should. I think Ben Roethlisberger is, he's almost in that group with Rodgers and Luck.
Almost.
Just because of the numbers that he puts up.
But he can put up duds.
Yeah. He's been even known to throw up a dud every once in a while. Yeah. But I like Roethlisberger up there. Of course, Wilson. Russell Wilson.
I still don't
see. Because he's a two-pronged quarterback.
He runs.
He's like Cam Newton. Cam Newton and Russell Wilson are guys that can throw for 300 yards, but they can also run for 100 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
But Wilson still is a guy. He's going to get you 200 yards passing, maybe a touchdown, and then get you, 75 yards rushing and maybe a touchdown. I just don't see it as being a top-five guy.
Now, quarterbacks to not necessarily avoid, but maybe don't waste an early pick on these guys. As I said, Peyton Manning and Drew Brees.
To the bigger names.
Drew does not
these
have
are huge names.
Drew Brees came out and said he was extremely upset when they traded
Jimmy Graham
because that was his safety valve. He doesn't have that now.
He doesn't have a whole lot.
No, he does not.
Kenny Stills, too, for him.
Yeah. So I would say Drew Brees, a guy you might want to stay away from unless you can get him late in the draft. If he slips to late in the draft, then
we're
fine.
Talking
regret it.
8, 9, 10, not 5, 6 around there.
A guy that I know you're not a big fan of him, but he put some numbers. That's Tony Romo, a guy that I think
fantasy-wise,
is worth a higher pick because he puts up good numbers.
He does.
And he's a good fantasy quarterback.
If they don't deduct points for interceptions.
Because fantasy football does not doesn't differentiate when you throw for your yardage. or if you turn the ball over in the final 2 minutes.
No, it doesn't. Some leagues have the deductions for interceptions, stuff like that. But fantasy wise, he's good.
Definitely a guy to stay away from. A guy that was a sexy pick just 2 years ago. You don't want any part of Colin Kaepernick. You don't want any part of Kaepernick.
That whole offense.
Yeah, it's a mess.
The whole team is a mess. Harbaugh really did a number with that team the last couple of years. And Kaepernick's just not one you want to be part of. Cam Newton is another guy, and I know he's a blend guy and everybody likes him. Cam, that team took a big hit when Kelvin Benjamin went down this year, and another guy that I might shy away from
like him simply because of what he does with his feet.
But he doesn't do that as much anymore as he used to.
He did last year. People didn't think he was going to, but he did. He scored a bunch of rushing touchdowns last year.
I guess maybe not as many as people thought he would, but it's just he can't take the hits anymore.
Right.
And I would shy away from that.
So, all right. So, And I think we just about covered a guy that, you know, also a guy you might, maybe not necessarily stay away from, but who's not going to be as good a fantasy quarterback as he's been in the past, probably Tom Brady.
Yeah, well, if it was it four games or no games?
Well, who knows?
That's a big deal.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
We'll find out this week. They said before Friday. They said
yeah.
So, but yeah, that's just you know too big of a question right now. Four games is a lot.
Yeah. Now, as far as tight end, well, after Gronkowski.
Yeah, it's Gronkowski.
Then
and everybody
I
else.
Think they're pretty much interchangeable. I think
yeah,
the next four or five guys, Graham, Kelsey, Greg Olson, Martellus Bennett, I think are all pretty much interchangeable.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's sad to say that Jimmy Graham is interchangeable with Martellus Bennett, but he's going from Drew Brees to Russell Wilson, who they don't throw many touchdowns. But he might because, you know, they need that surefire red zone weapon that Jimmy Graham brings.
A guy that you've been a fan of for a couple of years. I think could have a big year, and that's Jordan Cameron with Ryan Tannehill.
If he stays healthy, his problem is he's a great tight end. He could be a top three tight end. He just can't stay healthy.
A guy I would shy away from, Jason Witten. Getting a little long in the tooth.
Name recognition is what it is. Name recognition.
Yeah.
And you're going to draft him way too high. For the production he's going to bring, he's going to be a bottom rung tight end, you know, round 10 or so. You have to waste, you know, a fifth, sixth round pick to get him sometimes.
So now a guy that could get you good value with a later pick, Kyle Rudolph of Minnesota. Bridgewater is looking better and better.
Not Bridgewater. Norv Turner is what your name you want to say. Norv Turner will turn any tight end into gold.
Yeah.
Ask Jordan Cameron and Antonio Gates.
No kidding. So I would say, you know, Kyle Rudolph's a guy that you could probably get in about the 12th round.
Yeah.
Who could be a top 10 tight end by the end of the season.
I've done mock drafts where he wasn't even taken in a 16 round mock draft. And so, yeah, you can probably get him a little bit later, wait on him. And that would probably be your second tight end. Don't take him as your first one.
No.
Take him as your second tight end. But you'll get good value there on a turnaround if he does blow up.
But the guy that's going to surprise a lot of people is a guy that's not a household name. And I mentioned him earlier, Travis Kelce. I think Kelce is the guy that's going to become a stud tight end.
We saw it last year. He scored a few tight touchdowns, I said, for the Chiefs, but he had Tony Moyaki there, who's no longer there. He's with the Falcons now. Opens up everything for Kelce. So, yeah, he's a guy that definitely I would look at to be one of the top three, four, or five tight ends easily this year.
All right. And you know, almost every league you have to have a tight end. Now, there are some leagues, not too many of them still around, where you can interchange the tight ends and the wide receivers. Most leagues now, you've got to have a tight end. Mm-hmm. So if you don't get Gronk, I think Gronkowski is a first, second-round pick. Because of the numbers he puts up, they are wide receiver numbers. If he was a wide receiver, he'd be a top five wide receiver.
Yeah, but I still don't. I've never figured out how I can get a tight end in the first round and still get good running backs and receivers. I mean, you have to take him in the first round, but everything else is going to suffer because of that. And you're going to get tight ends that just as certain, not as serviceable, but just, you know, that would put up good points with a tight end and get better running backs and receivers in the meantime as well. So I don't suggest getting Gronk, but you're going to spend a first round pick to get him.
That's it. Now, let's see. You got just a couple of minutes left. Kicker? Who cares?
Pick one.
They're just kickers.
Just close your eyes and point to one.
Matter in the scheme of things. That would be like drafting a center. It just doesn't matter.
As long as you don't take a kicker who's hurt.
That's it. And one who's going to blow out his knee on the opening kickoff.
Because you actually have drafted a kicker who was put on the IR that day.
That day.
Hours Garrett, before the draft.
Garrett Hartley. Thank you very much. Yes, Garrett Hartley. I drafted Garrett Hartley not knowing that like an hour earlier he had been placed on the DL. He was done for the season.
Yes. So that hurts.
That's nice.
So kicker's a kicker. That's it.
Defense, I think, actually after the first three, there's a sharp drop-off. I think after the Seahawks, the Texans, and the Jets, Then
maybe the Rams could get put in there.
Yeah, I don't, the Ravens are always tough at defense. Mm-hmm. I think the Ravens are always going to be a tough defense. Another couple of defenses to look at: Patriots, Bills, Broncos.
Yeah,
Broncos because they play in a division where they get to play the Raiders twice.
Come on, man. Latavius Murray's going to burn it up.
Eagles, Vikings, Dolphins, those are all solid defenses. Yeah. You know, you can't go wrong. If you get one of the top 10 defenses, you're not going to really suffer that much.
No, just you'll want to get, I would suggest, now, if you're going to go that way, get two and stream the better matchups.
Now, two defenses that have been tough over the years, you want to stay away from this year: Bengals and the Bears.
And the Niners. Put three in there. Yeah. The Niners, they were one of the perennial best defenses out there, and they are horrible this year.
And
a lot of guys retiring and getting cut and getting hurt. And
a defense that a lot of people were really high on just last year and the year before that could be a bad pick this year if you take them, the Arizona Cardinals. Cardinals defense not nearly as good as they were a year ago or a year before that.
They're not, but slowly but surely they'll get there. Their secondary is actually pretty good, and their front seven's solid. But it'll play it out.
So there you go.
Watch them, waiver wire material.
That's it. So there you go. That's pretty much what we got to come up with.
Hopefully, you know, we didn't sound like idiots to most people out there.
We try not to.
I hope not.
Oh, you've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to wrap it up right after these words. Astros baseball coming up.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. We've been talking fantasy football tonight with the 2015 future champion of the Sports Doc Fantasy Football League, the Sports Doc, and the guy who, if I had my say, would get a tattoo of Justin Bieber on his butt. The owner, that's right, the owner of the Beers.
The Beers.
Lumpy. Da Beers.
Original, huh?
Da Beers. That's it. That's why you don't want to go with the tattoo thing. You don't want a unicorn jumping over a rainbow on your leg.
My kids will love it.
The Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham. We'll be back again next week. We're going to be on Tuesday next week because of Labor Day. Join us. We'll talk NFL, our NFL preseason preview here on the Brenham Sports Line. See you next week on KWHI.